It was a good workout. You know, was said after the match, we kind of knew Monaghan would bring a fair degree of physicality, and you know, there's a number of experienced players on the pitch on Sunday, and I thought our lads coped quite well. After a shaky start, probably for 15-20 minutes, so some of the newer lads trying to find their feet at that level, but you know, the majority of them done themselves justice, and as I say, we had a good second half performance, which got us over the line.
Yeah, and you needed to be tight defensively come the end of that game. You were under pressure, but you just managed to ride it out, Declan.
Yeah, listen, we lost Brendan 8 or 9 minutes into the second half to a second yellow, and Michael Langan in just before the 70 minutes was up. We had to go 13 men for the last maybe 5-6 minutes. But yeah, listen, we held on. But I think on the balance of playing, especially with the second half performance, I think we deserved to win it, Oisín. And as I said, it was nice to, you know, first game of the season for us, competitive-wise, to get a victory.
Yep. What sort of challenge now are you expecting on Wednesday night against Derry? Derry, of course, looking to try and stay in the competition with a win, so they're going to put it up to you, Declan, you would expect.
Listen, exactly. It'll be no different than the Monaghan challenge, and you know, new manager in there too, and players trying to impress, and the league's only a couple of weeks away, so players will be looking to nail down start places now for the start of the National League. So listen, we're no different, and I think that, yeah, Derry will definitely pose plenty of questions. So listen, it should be an interesting night in Celtic Park, and again another good challenge for some of these new lads coming in.
Yeah, will you be making many changes from the Monaghan game last time out?
Yeah, there'll be a number of changes, Oisín, and we've got to get bear in mind that a lot of lads will be playing again at the weekend, in terms of, you know, if we do advance to be either McKenna Cup, or there's another maybe 12 or 13 lads within the group that's going to be involved in Sigerson at the weekend. So it's a kind of balancing act at the minute, and but as I say, we'll get over tomorrow night first, and we'll take it from there then. But yeah, there will be a number of changes, and as I say, we'll look at a few other players tomorrow night also.
Yeah, did everybody come through okay the last day, Declan?
Yeah, listen, yeah, exactly. You're always a bit concerned, especially the first game of the season and first Sunday in January. But listen, we had a good grounding of fitness done over the last 6 to 8 weeks on the pitch, and you know, majority of lads have come through all right. There is a bit of a flu going around the camp, and it's affecting a number of players. So we just need to monitor that now over the next 24 hours and see exactly what we have available for the match.
Just finally then, Declan, a third game in the competition. I know I asked you last week, but it seems to be all the managers at this time of the year would like to get an extra game before the league gets underway at the end of the month.
Yeah, and exactly. No, listen, because of the way it is at the minute, as I say, if you get another game, then you're into 2 weeks out before the start of the National League, and you know, it's great to get those type of games in a competitive environment. So listen, we're going out, and we'll be doing our best to get a result tomorrow night against Derry, and I'm sure Derry will be the exact same. So yeah, it makes for a good competitive match tomorrow night.